Taf Yud Beis, Amud Beis. We'll start Yud Beis Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom with the two dots. So continuing on with Shemana Esrei and some of the hanhagas that we have to be noyeg in Shemana Esrei. Vamar Rabba Bar Chinen in the Sav Mishmei the Rav Hamispalel Keshu Kireya. He's davening Shemana Esrei when he's Kireya, when he bows down Kireya Baruch. So he bends his knees when he says Baruch. And when he picks himself up, so he bends his knees, he bows down. So he commences with Baruch. When he raises himself up, when he says the Shem Hashem, that's when he raises his back, his body up. Amr Shmuel, my time has arrived. Why did he say that? So when you say the Shem Hashem, Hashem, he has to be upright. I'll ask you a kasha. The pasuk says, "Mipnei Shmi." It says, "Mipnei Shmi Nechas Hu." So you see that it's a lotion of being gentle, being humble, of humility. So, from the Shem Hashem, you're saying the Shem Hashem Zoykev, that we are upright. Here it implies that we have to be humble, which to be lower down. So the Gemara says, no, Miksi Bishmi, it doesn't say Bishmi at the time when you mention my name, Mipneishmi, before my name, see. So therefore, before the Shem Hashem is mentioned, he's bowed down. But when the Shem Hashem is mentioned, Bishmi, then already he's Zoykev, he's upright. So the son of a Talmud Chacham. I'll tell you some of the precious things. The Omar Avuch that your father said. Hachi Amar Avuch. This is what he said. Keshu Kireya. When he bends, he bows down. Kireya Bebaruch. Keshu Zoykev. Zoykev B'Shem. He Zoykev when he says Hashem Hashem. Rosh Hashem Kikara. When he bowed down, Kara Kechizer. Like a stick. Like on a stick, you lower it. It's in one swoop. It's in one time. It's not gradual. Because Zakiv, when he raised himself up, Zakiv kechivra, like a snake, which is first the head and then the rest of the body. So when he bowed down, it was sudden. It was in one swoop. When he picked himself up, and with Zakiv, it was like a snake, head first and then the rest of the body. Another memra from the same mandamra. Va'amar Rabba Bar Chanan in the Sabbath Shmei the Rav Kol Hashana Kula, the whole year when he davens Shmona Esrei Adam Ispala Hakel Hakadosh Melach Oyim Tzedakah Mishpat. That's the nuslach of the brachas when he says the third one is Kel Hakadosh, and then when he says the Melach Oyim Tzedakah Mishpat, the nuslach is Melach Oyim Tzedakah Mishpat. Chutz Me'asar Yamim Shabein Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim Shemispal HaMelach HaKadosh. The third bracha is not Hakel HaKadosh, it's a Melach HaKadosh, because on those days the Ribbono Shel Olam is a Melach, he's the king, he rules over the world, there's a greater manifestation of his Malchus. V'Hamelach HaMishpat, not Melach Oyhev Tzedakah Mishpat, HaMelach V'Hamelach HaMelach HaMishpat, because he judges the world. Rabbi Elazar Amar, he says, no, Afilo Amar Hakel HaKadosh Yotzo. He says, even if he says Hakel HaKadosh, you're still Yotzo, Shenemra V'Yigva Hashem Tzvokas V'Mishpat V'Hal HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzedakah. So it says, V'Yigva Hashem Tzvokas V'Mishpat Hakel HaKadosh. But when is that time when Hashem is when he is now raises himself up, he is the master of the Mishpat? When is that? That's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. That's Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And nevertheless, it says Akela Kodesh. My Havala, what's Maskona? I'm Rav Yosef Akel HaKadosh, Umelech Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat. That Rav Yosef says we do not deviate. Rav Amar Melech HaKadosh, Vahamelech HaMishpat. You say Hamelech HaKadosh, Melech V'Hilchus HaKarab, and that is Halacha. And there are again different Minhagim, but the Ramon Paskins, Mishnah Berurah, the Minhag Ashkenaz is that Lechatchila, Hamelach HaKadosh, and even B'di Evet, he doesn't say it is not Yaitz. Melech HaMishpat is Lecharchila, but B'diyeved, if he didn't say it, he is Yotzer. Another member from the same Mandamar of Amma Rabba Barkin and the Savim Shmei the Rap, Kol She'ef Shiloh Levakish Rakham Al Chavir Veinu Mevakish, someone who has the ability to be daven for his friend, to Mevakish Rachmim for his friend, and he's not Mevakish, Nikra Chayta is called a sinner. Shinemar Gama Noichi Chalila Li Machtoi Lashem Mechadol Yispal Batchem Shmuel Hanavi said that Chalila, that I would be considered machatoy to be a chayte if I didn't daven on your behalf. So see that if one could daven on behalf of others and he doesn't, he's nikra chayte. If it's a talmid chacham, then you have to even more. The one that needs rachmim, if it's a talmid chacham, then the one who's mispal has to daven, just not simply daven. He has to daven to the point where he even makes himself to the point where he's sick over it. So where do we see this? My time, Yilei Mishum Duchsi, Ve'ein Choyle Mighem Alai, Ve'goyles Azni, that Shaul HaMelech complained to his Avodim. He complained that he felt that Yonason was being a traitor and siding with David. And he said that no one from you reveals this to me. No one from you is sick over this, or sick because of this to me. So you see that they should have been Mevakish Ravim, he held, and even to the point where they're becoming a chayla. The Gemara says, Dilma Melech Shaini. Well, that's true, perhaps, but that soul was a king. For a king, to be Mevakish Rachmim, for a king, it's to the point where you're a chayla. But how do you know that if it's someone who's a common or who's not a king? Elamahacha, from the following pasuk, we see this, because David HaMelech said, Va'ani b'chaloisam, and as far as me, in their sickness, in their sickness, levushi sak, I am in their sickness, I am as a mourner, a person who wears a sack, and it's and to me I mourn over them and grieve over them, and that they should be healed, and there should be rachman for them. Someone who does an avera, again another memra from him from the same memory, says someone does an avera and he's embarrassed, he feels embarrassed and disgraced from it. They forgive him for all his averas. There's machlokes rishonim. Does it mean for all his averas, or means any avera which he is embarrassed? Then he'll have forgiveness for that avera. That busha is a form of tshuva and a form of mechila. Shenemar leman tizkar vavoish v'lo yelach oid piskan peh mibnei kli mosech. V'kafri lachol alachol asher asis num Hashem elokim. So it says that you, if you're embarrassed, then v'kafri lach, it'll be kapora for you. So you see that busha is a kapora. Gemara says, but tzibur shiny. Yes, it's true, but maybe that's as far as a tzibur. The Navi is talking to Klal Yisrael, is talking to the tzibur. Maybe if the tzibur, the whole tzibur, the ganze tzibur is mizvayish, that's different. Elamahach, we learn that from the following by Yemer Shmuel El Shol, Lamehigas Tani Lahalois Oisi. When Shol HaMelech was in desperate straits and he was going to be attacked, and he was going to be attacked by the Plishtim, he brought Shmuel from the grave, from the kever, and Shmuel was upset with him, and he said, "Lama higastani la'al saisi? Why did you agitate me to bring me back?" Vayyamer shol said, "Sarli me'oid, I'm greatly agitated." And when Tsar Uplishtim will come and be, and the Plishtim are attacking me, the Plishtim are attacking me and fighting against me. Vashem Tsar Me'elai, and Rabbeinu Shailam has now gone, left me, has departed from me. V'loy Anani Oit, Gambiyad in the Vim, and he has not answered me when I call out to him, he doesn't answer me. V'loy Anani Oit, he doesn't come out, doesn't answer me. Gambiyad in the Vim, Gambi Chaloimus, Ve'ekol Hokla Idea, Ma'ese. And I called out to you to find out, what should I do? I'm calling out to find what should I do. I'm trying every way. I tried every which way to find out, to get an answer from Hashem. And I tried with Nevi'im. I tried with Chalomim. And I have no answer. Hashem is not answering me. Now, he didn't mention the most obvious one. The most obvious one that he should have mentioned was Ve'ilu Urim V'Tumim Lo'i Kohanim. He didn't mention the Urim V'Tumim. Why didn't he mention the Urim V'Tumim? Normally, when there's a Shaila, and the question is asked, the Urim V'Tumim. Why didn't he mention that? Because he was embarrassed. Mishum de katal in noiv era kohan, because he killed out noiv era kohan. So that's why he didn't mention it, because he was responsible. The question is asked, they were entombed through the kohanim, and he killed out the kohan. So he was embarrassed. He didn't mention the entombed. So you see, he had busha. And how to know that he was forgiven min shemayim, that they forgave him. Shenemar mochar ata uvanecha imi. It says that tomorrow, that you and your sons are with me. That tomorrow you and your son va'omar Rav Yechon imi b'mechitzasi. So Shmuel said to Shaul that tomorrow you and your son will be with me. Meaning not only that you'll be killed, but you'll be with me in where I am, in the high levels of Olam Haba. That's where you'll be. So you see, he had a kapara for his averus. Rabbanan Amar Mihalach, they say different sorahs, V'alkanam L'Hashem B'giva Shol B'chir Hashem. So it says that there was a famine at the time of David HaMelech, and they inquired as to what the reason was, and they said it's because of the Givonim were mistreated by Shaul. So they wanted the Koma, and they wanted the Koma from his seven sons, that they should be hung, and they should be hung before Hashem and give a Shaul. And the conclusion of the Pasuk is Bechir Hashem. So they wouldn't have called Shaul Bechir Hashem because they had sinned for him. Because of how they felt he mistreated him, that he treated them harshly. So Bechir Hashem is Yotza Baskal Vamar Bechir Hashem. So you see that Shaul was forgiven. He had Mechila, he had Busha, and he had Kapora. So if a person has Busha for his affairs, he has Kapora. Amar Rav Avraham Bar Zutrosi, Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Zav Zvida Abikshu Likvoi Parshas Bolag B'Kriyashma. So we mentioned that the Anshe, the Kahanim, that the Namuna said that they should recite Krishma and Aseret Divras, etc. So there was an additional parasha that was added, was mentioned when they said Krishma. So they wanted to be Kaveh Parashas Balak and Krishma. When we said Parashas Krishma, they wanted to add in also that we should mention the parasha of Balak. Why did they not establish their Mishurim Terech Tzibur? Because of the Terech of the Tzibur was too much, it's too lengthy. My time, what was the reason that they had wanted to establish it over there? My time, Ilim, Mishum Dachsiba, Kel, Moitzim, Mitzrayim, as mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's the reason. Well, if that's so, Lema Parshas, Ribis, a Parshas Mishkolas. Let us say, rather, the Parshas of Ribis and in not taking interest, and Mishkolas and being honest in the weights. Dachsiba, Yitzias Mitzrayim, it also says Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why Dafka did they want to say Parshas Bolak? El Hamar Yezi Bar Avi Mishum Dachsi Bo Haikro, because it says Korah Shachal Kari Ukalavi Mi Kemenu. So that's a reference of Bishachpa of Kumecha, which is similar to Krishna. And therefore, they wanted to say that it has a reference to Krishna. And it also has, as the Mashal points out, that you call these, when you're talking and how a person should be Oyvid Hashem, he should be Oyvid Hashem like a Kalavi, like a lion, to get up with quickly and enthusiasm to Yoyvid Hashem. So, practically more, well, if that's the case, and the reason that we don't say it is because Tirchad de Tzibur of Alema Haipsuka Vasuloi, let us just say that Pasuk. Why do we have to say the entire Parsha's Balak and then there's that problem, Tirchad de Tzibur, it's too lengthy? If the reason that we want to say it begin is because of that Pasuk, just say that Pasuk. More answers, Gemiri Kol Parsha, the Pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu Paskinen, any Parsha. That pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu, that's a pasuk that he made that into a parsha, then we can say that on its own. The Le Pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu, Le Paskina. But this is not, Moshe Rabbeinu did not make this into a separate parsha, so we cannot isolate it and remove it and extract it and only say that, because it's not a parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu designated as a separate parsha. So now we're discussing why we say these various things in Krishna. Parsha Tzitzis Mipnei Makavua. Why were they Kaveya Tzitzis in Krishna? Amr Vihir Bar Chaviva Mipnei Sheyesh Bar Chamisha Dvorim. That has five significant things. Mitzvah Tzitzis. Yitzis Mitzrayim. It says Mount Israel has Mitzvah Mitzrayim in mentioning. All mitzvahs, it has on it, mentioned in it, all mitzvahs that we take upon ourselves. The all mitzvahs, it says, asisim, that's called mitzvotzai, so it shows that we are taking upon ourselves the yoke of the mitzvahs, that we're going to perform the mitzvahs, the das minim, and it has on it das minim, that it has on it the minim that they darshan the tsukim in the improper way, and which we'll see in a minute, and it has to negate that, here or there, here or avoid a zora, and not to be mahar, to think thoughts about averas, not to think thoughts about avoid a zora. So bishlam hanit lasa mefarsh. So these three are explicit, all mitzvahs datziv, ureisim oisu zachartim es kol mitzvahs Hashem. It says there, the all mitzvahs, it says reisim, and Zchartem as Kol Mitzvahs Hashem. So it says that clearly. And Tzitzis Dachziv Asulam Tzitzis Urim Simoisa Uzchartem as Kol Mitzvahs Hashem. Tzitzis Dachziv Asulam Tzitzis Vagoyim. Yitzis Mitzrayim Asher Oitzesi. It says Asher Oitzesi Vras Mitzrayim Eladas Minim Vihiru Avera. Vihiru Avera Zora Minolan. Where do we see that it has a reference to these in Yonim? It's Hanim. That you should not go after your heart. You should not go after the way that Yetzer Hara tries to sway you to go after Apikorsis. It says the novel said in his heart. So that's Achrelavavim, Enelikim. So that's Kvir. So you see, the heart is the one that sways the person. And in Tzitzis, in the Parashat Tzitzis, it says, that you should not follow the yetzer of your heart. After your eyes, that's hiru avera, where a person, it will lead a person to have thoughts about znus, about avera, shenemar vayemishim shenolav oisakachli kihi yishar be'ena. In his eyes, he saw her and he wanted her. That is the hiruor of a znus of avera. Atem zoinim, it says in Parashat Simash, Atem zoinim zehira v'edazora v'cheinu oimar v'yizno achrei ha'baal. And Baal is a v'edazora, and that's a reference to v'yizno achrei ha'baal. So in Parashat Tzitzis, it has a reference to all these items, and we say it so that it reminds us of what our obligations are and what we should avoid and all of the pitfalls.